Sunday. I'm just so blessed to experience the baptisms today, and it makes me reflect on our first Advent Sunday. Jeff Van Wert came up and shared about the history of Advent. And in the history of Advent, there was a season of time where it led to baptisms. And now being a part of a baptism Sunday on Advent, I can certainly see why. Christmas is a season that reflects God coming to earth to bridge that gap through the person of Jesus so that we could have a relationship with him. And baptism symbolizes us partnering with Jesus. And I could share a full 40-minute sermon on this, but I only have 10 minutes. So please stand for the reading of God's word. I'll be reading Isaiah 52, verses 7 to 12 in the English Standard Version. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart, go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Go out from the midst of her. Purify yourselves, you who bear the vessels of the Lord. For you shall not go out in haste, and you shall not go out in flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. This is God's word. Please be seated. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for this Sunday, a Sunday to tell of your salvation, a Sunday to symbolize new life with you, Lord. And we pray, as I speak this morning, that you would speak through me and that your Spirit would speak personally to each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're on our fourth Sunday of Advent, and our title for today is Tell of God's Salvation. And what a fitting Sunday for this title, for people to come up and tell of God's work in their lives, and for so many people to be involved in our service. For my sermon, I want to narrow it down to one key point, and it is show of God's salvation. I know what you might be thinking. I thought you said it was tell of God's salvation. And I want to liken this a little bit to show and tell. I'm sure you're all familiar that in school, when you did show and tell, you would bring an item to show the class, and then you would tell about that item. And I know for myself, when I reflect on show and tell, the best show and tells were when they brought something good to show. It wasn't as much about what they told you, it was about what they showed you. And I think that the Christian faith is sort of like that. What you show speaks a lot more than what you tell. And I want to show that through our passage today, and specifically verse 7, which says this: How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. There's two key points I want to get specifically from the word good news. And the first point is the definition of this word. In English, when you say good news, it can cover any sort of news. It's more of a general term. But in the languages, and specifically in Greek, there is a certain word they use to talk about gospel news. And the gospel news is how God interacts with creation, how he intervenes and does something. And in the context of this verse, God has liberated Jerusalem. He has bared his arm and worked salvation. And how we come to understand this word in the New Testament is how God came to earth in the person of Jesus, born of a virgin, lived the human life, suffered, was crucified, was buried, and then raised to new life to defeat sin and death. And that's the gospel news. And the second point I want to make about this word is that the gospel is both a noun and a verb. Think of it this way. The noun is the tell, and the verb is the show. And the noun is what I just explained. How God came to earth in the person of Jesus, born of a virgin, lived the human life, suffered, was crucified, was buried, and raised to new life to defeat death and sin. That is gospel news. The verb is the action that takes place. In our verse today, the gospel publishes peace. A word-for-word translation would say it gospels peace. It brings happiness. It brings salvation. One thing I love about the languages, and specifically Greek, is that you can gospel the gospel. You can show the gospel through your actions. How God has changed us through happiness, peace, these things that only God can give us. And I want to suggest that this is not just a language thing, and that in English, we too can gospel the gospel. We can show happiness, peace, and salvation. We can say that our God reigns. I used to have this fear that in order for me to bring someone to Jesus, I needed to have this really good articulation of the gospel. That the way that I explained Jesus would convince them that they needed to give their life to them. And often that would leave me to not share because I didn't know how to do that. But then I started to realize, like the show and tell model I shared, people were a lot more concerned with what I showed them than what I told them. They started to watch my life. And then they would ask me, why do you have peace? Why do you have happiness? Why do you proclaim this salvation? And I would show them and tell them how God has changed me, how God has worked in my life. I've been told before that there's a certain number of people that have to associate with someone, Christian people that have to associate with someone before they come to know Jesus. And I know that's true, but I don't think that there's a specific number for that. And so I want to propose a method of evangelism. And I made a diagram to help, and so it'll be up on the screen here. And it looks sort of like this. Show, 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 tell. The gospel is lived out. Your life with Jesus, the change he has brought to you, is the tell. And sometimes it may mean that you need to speak. But more often than that, what Jesus has done to you. And I think that was just what was so powerful about those baptisms today. They came up here. They told you how Jesus changed them. How they have experienced peace and happiness and salvation. And then they showed you. They got into the water and they symbolized their pairing with Jesus into his death, his burial, and into newness of life. The gospel, the pairing with Jesus. And if that's something that was attractive to you today, if you watched these baptisms and thought, man, I want that in my life. I want a show of my salvation. You should talk to one of the pastors. We would love to walk with you. Baptism is this beautiful picture of a pairing with Jesus, new life with him. So let me encourage you this holiday season. Show and tell of God's salvation. Invite people to the Christmas Eve service. Show them the church culture. Show them peace and happiness. Invite people to your homes. Show them the love of Jesus in your family. Show your spouse love and peace and happiness from Jesus. Show your kids. And then tell them. Tell them that our God reigns. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your salvation, and we thank you that your gospel is both a noun and a verb, that it is both what we tell about and what we show. That you came to earth to be in relationship with us so that we could show your peace and happiness to the world. And so, Lord, we pray that verb over all of us today. We pray for your action and for your gospel to be lived out. In Jesus' name.
What a beautiful service we've had today. I'm so thankful that we've all been here together and experienced this together. And we didn't plan this, but we're going to sing Go Tell It on the Mountain. The kids sang it, so we're going to sing it. Why don't you stand and we'll sing together.
Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the Christ was born.
Finishing the service today. Jordan, you are, sorry.
So today I invite you to not stack the chairs, but instead pack the chairs for the Christmas Eve service at 4 and 6 on Christmas Eve. What an amazing Sunday. So I invite you to go in peace to show and tell the gospel news. God bless.